Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Born August 24th in Tipton, Missouri. While many know him as a scene-stealing actor for his work in such films as Anchorman, Talladega Nights, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Snakes on a Plane, Thank You for Smoking, and Krampus. We also know him as a man who has tirelessly given back to Kansas City through the Big Slick, benefiting Children's Mercy Hospital. And now, you can see him in the new Netflix movie, A Week Away. Please welcome, actor and longtime friend of the show, David Koechner.
Hello? Hello?
Wow. That made me sound good.
You are good. Where have you been? What have you seen? What journey have you been on? Have you been away?
No one's been away, have they?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you went on a walkabout, you'd gone to the Outback, or you were in Nepal sitting in the mountains.
Oh, do you mean this morning?
What have you been doing, man? I missed you, brother. This COVID and the fact that everybody kind of sat down and just kind of, you know, we all just kind of hit the brakes for a minute.
Oh, can I be honest with you?
Sure.
Recently, I've been sleeping. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I did a lot of that, too. I learned afternoon.
The most recent thing that I did, and then I got up to do a morning show in Kansas City because I'm not very smart.
I know. I apologize for that, my friend. But I am glad you're here. It's good
no,
to hear
you
your
don't.
Voice. I know.
Come
I
on.
Do.
No, you don't.
This is when I work. This is when I work.
That is where you work. You have a job.
I
like that.
It keeps me from showing up at your house asking if there's room.
Oh, have you been?
You know what? Now that I feel like we're kind of getting to the other side of it, much, much better. Last year, I wouldn't say I was doing great in November, December. I would tell you that I was, like most people, pretty tense, stressed, tired of the news, tired of politics, tired of feeling cramped up, tired of being isolated, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You just do it. I guess, right?
That's all you can do. And that's what you had to do. You truly had to give in to the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, if anything else, it makes you present.
Yeah, that's it. It was a weird year.
I've been very present.
You just feel present. You're a present.
I am a present.
You are now, this is weird for you, because you create characters that are so memorable, and I mean this, you know, Anchorman with Champ, and Thank You for Smoking, and Talladega, and just, you know, The Office, Dukes of Hazzard, all of them. You always have this amazing character that you that's how you break through in movies and series. So the fact that it's this Netflix movie, A Week Away, you are playing the guy who runs a Christian summer camp?
You know, it's the closest thing I've played to myself.
I just know I'm going to offend you by laughing at that moment.
Thank you.
That's interesting, though, man. How is it?
You know, it's just that thing of I'm happy to work.
Yeah. So is it a serious movie?
No. It's I describe it as a high school musical at a camp.
Is that right?
It's actually very fun.
Good. Dude, sometimes you'll find those movies that you don't think are going to be the greatest movie you ever saw. The last one, that happened like that, because the trailer looked like a pretty young kid's movie. It was called Troop Zero. Have you seen Troop Zero?
No, I haven't heard of it.
But it's one of those movies, much like, you know, when you'll see something, my point is that you go, I don't know if this will be great. By the end of it, I'm crying. I'm literally laughing and crying at the same time. It was one of the best movies I saw all year.
Give me the breakdown. Which was more?
There was probably more laughing than crying. And it was pretty happy. It was probably a little happy, welly tears. Honest, not like
your
big...
viewers, hey, your viewers want honesty. Your viewers, listeners want honesty.
I know. It was good. I've sold this. Look, you, what are you going to do this year? Now we got 21. You have this movie on Netflix. That's happening. You've got other stuff, I'm sure, on the horizon. When do they say you guys are going to go back to work?
Oh, I've been working since August.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're very strict protocols for everything.
Good, man.
Yeah.
I worry about everybody. I worried about you.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I worried about you because we hadn't talked a lot. And so I was like, man, I hope everybody's okay. And just, you know, it was a time of worry. You know, some friends got sick. We all lost somebody we knew, most of us. You know, you said it was a weird year. So I'm glad to hear that you were working since August, man, because that's the, and people don't realize it takes, if you did it in August, September, October, it could be a year before it comes out.
Oh, yeah. No, we shot that movie in 2019.
God dang.
Well, you know, things take a while anyway.
Right.
But, you know, they held because they didn't know, you know, if we were going to get to, you know, go to theaters again.
God, wouldn't that be sad if we don't ever get to do it again? Like, I mean, it just, there is something magical. And I don't know if that's me being a kid who grew up with movies and movie theaters, and so I want to hold on to that piece, or if it's really outdated or not. But I love the idea of the big screen, people watching it together. It's like, you know, it's a visual concert. It's everybody following the same storyline, experiencing it together.
No, it has to happen because, you know, we have to have that communal experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way, man.
Otherwise, we won't know who we are.
It's,
I just threw that in there.
I was like, all right, let's, that's a little too serious for you.
It sounded profound, didn't it? Thank you.
What have you been doing with your off time?
I don't have any.
Nothing?
Five kids, brother.
Oh, that's right.
There's off time?
No. No.
What's off time?
No. It's the strangest thing for me to watch my friends. Well, I have one friend with triplets, and my other friend Joe, who I traveled with for years and years, has two young boys now. And it's fun to watch it happen, but there's another part of me that looks, I go, I don't even know how that works. I feel like I can get through my day, and I don't even have a dog anymore.
What happened?
He passed away last year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it sucked. But it was a solid 16 years. But it is the countdown to tragedy, man, with those guys. It's funny it's that the subject comes up now. I was in the shower today, and I still, man, it'll still happen where I'll replay little movies in my head. Like, I would have swore to you he was going to walk out of the closet like he always did. Like, I heard his little collar jingle, and it still to this day happens a couple times a week. I'll, out of the corner of my eye, swear to God, I saw him. And all it is just the memories because you saw it so many times. Or I have a ghost dog. It's either one, you know.
Well, either way, I think you should get some medical.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know I am. Mm.
What
have you been doing?
You know what? Getting on the motorcycle and going for rides mostly. And planning some strong trips. As soon as this thing opens up and they'll let you travel, I plan on going out and staying out for a very long time.
Strong trips. What's a strong trip?
Couple weeks. I don't know. Maybe back to
Europe.
Just maybe take a couple trips. Go to Curacao. Work with my buddy who's a marine biologist. Did you go? Did you go anywhere?
Bike over to Europe.
Do what?
You take your bike to Europe?
No, but we have rented bikes in Europe before.
That's fun.
Yeah. What about you? What are you gonna do?
Write you letters in Europe.
Would it be too much to ask you, when we're both safe with vaccinations and antibodies, to come to Kansas City and build a couch cushion fort with me again?
Oh, Did you tear it down?
No. But it's empty. And I don't like to go there without you. It's empty without you.
You know, what we should do is sell them.
I couldn't do it.
Them and sell them.
I couldn't sell them. I could make new ones, but I couldn't sell ours. There were too many.
No, of course not. But yeah. We'll tell people that it's the same thing.
But you've not answered the question. Don't dodge it. Will you go back to the Human Sweat Lodge?
Of course.
Okay.
Do I still have to make a reservation?
No, sir. You're the only one. Listen, are you accusing me of getting in the Sweat Lodge with somebody else?
No, but before I had to get a reservation.
That's just a game we played now, isn't it? That way we feel important.
I'm not very adept at games.
Is it strange that I love you a little more?
And, working kids.
Yeah.
What else is there, really?
Well, there's other things you could go do. There's volleyball. There's Scrabble. There's learning to paint. Lord knows, there's the new, the new digital world, crypto coins. We could all learn about that.
Dude, I can't. Okay. I'll say yes. That stuff's all above my ability.
What have you did? Tell me this for real. Like, what do you really want to do? Like, when it all breaks open a little bit, man, is there, or do you even have that? Like, for me, it really has been. I need something to look forward to. It's important for me to have a date out in front of me where I think about, do a good job in your life right now, and then you're going to, you can slow down a little bit and go do this thing you really want.
I would love to take a couple, vacations this summer. My mode of travel is an RV.
Dude, that can be super fun.
It's the best. So I would love to, get out and do a bunch of stuff in the West.
Have you ever done any of that? Have you ever gone exploring out in the West?
Yeah. We've gone to Idaho. We've gone, over, one year we went from, here to Idaho. So we stopped all along the way,
Dude, that's the thing with those motorcycle trips that we do is, we'll go through from here to Fairbanks, Alaska, or to Nova Scotia. The cup 2 years ago, we rode to Cabo San Lucas and back.
Wow.
Dude, it's fun. It really is fun. It's good for your brain. No doubt about it. And, you just stop when you want to stop, eat when you want to eat, drink when you want to drink. You just go, hey, man, I got to be home at this time. And that'll dictate how many hours we got to ride today.
Yeah, because you can only do that on a bike. You cannot stop and do all those things unless you are on a bike.
Right.
What you described is, you can only do that, because
the RV.
An RV or a car, you can't stop, whenever you want to.
Do you drive it yourself?
I'm just being a smart ass with you. We used to do it all the time when I was a kid.
I was going to tell you, I have a friend, Mojo, in Detroit. So he likes to they get an actual tour bus, and they get a driver, and he threw his boys in it and his wife, and they would literally go all the way across the country and wake up like you were in a band. The guy would drive at night, and then they'd get him a hotel room, and they'd go explore during the day, and then at night he would take off again. They would wake up in another city.
But there is no band.
No band. No, it was a family band.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, yes. You, would you tell
That's
me this?
The best part.
Would you feel guilty? Would you feel guilty or would you feel good if you could vacation without your children?
No. I mean, to me, it's pointless.
No to which?
Oh, not without my kids.
You wouldn't have any fun to go by yourself on your own?
No, because it's, how else could I over-explain everything to somebody?
What would you do with your hours?
There's no fun in that. If I'm not bothering my kids, what's the fun?
God, my parents were terrible. We were talking yesterday. This is absolutely true. My mom and dad left me alone with some lady she worked at a nursing home with, who's two young, 17, 18-year-old juvenile delinquent kids got me high when I was 12 years old. They're like, you smoke weed? And I'm like, curse I am. I'm 12 years old. I'm sure it'll help me get my pubic hair. And they left me there and then put me in the back of a pickup truck in the summertime and drove to Springfield, Missouri. And I scorched all the way there till I was just completely sick right in the back of a truck with a lady. I had no idea who it was.
You rode all the way to Springfield?
Yeah, as a little kid in the back of a truck.
That's pretty awful.
Well, not to mention the fact that I was trying drugs for the first time at 12 years old.
From the guy driving the truck.
No, they're juvenile kids. I don't know who the husband was. But I did get to see one of the, you know, guys with feathered hair, no shirt, and giant belt buckle. I believe he was finger blasting a girl in the back of a Camaro that was missing a tire.
It's the memories, folks.
So my point is, I feel like my parents' parenting skills were different than yours, David Koechner. You seem to be an engaged, involved parent.
Well, I mean, no, look, it's I hope it's a pass-fail proposition. Otherwise, I don't have a chance.
Who's your oldest?
You know, I think if they're not angry, then I've won.
Right. Now, how old is your oldest?
Charlie's 21.
Okay, well, 21. She's already gotten good again. But there's that, like, 14 to 18, at least in my family, where, whew, it was hit or miss.
Well, I kind of sound how the kind of... No, I think we're doing okay.
Yep. Were you a good kid, or you were a good kid, I bet?
Oh, no, I was terrible.
Really? What's the worst thing you ever did?
I honestly can't believe I'm alive. You remember when kids used to always fall in a well?
Yeah, I do, yes.
I can't believe they didn't dig one. You know, and the judge just goes, well, all right. You lost one of the six. Okay, now listen. Don't lose anymore.
Yeah. Did your parents leave you in the car when they went to the store in the summertime?
No, they would make me run along the car. I was such a pain in the ass.
I was watching the news a couple years ago, and it became very, very exciting for people to break dogs out of cars. If they saw a car in a parking lot in the summertime, somebody would be a hero and then go knock the window out, and they'd take the dog, and the police would say, that's okay, you were saving a dog's life. My mother used to leave us in the parking lot at Dillon's in August. It was 103 degrees outside on vinyl seats, and I'm thinking, you know, these are different times now.
Oh, yeah. What's the statute of limitations on that? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's okay now. She's we're past that now. And I thought to myself, maybe she just wanted someone to steal one of us, just one of the four. That way, just to even it up, just to take a little of the pressure off.
One of the four of what?
Boys.
Of
nothing.
You kids.
All four boys. All four of them. My lucky, lucky mommy.
Oh my God! Really?
Yep.
That should not be allowed.
No. I feel guilty about it. I do. That's why I'm not mad about the way we were raised. I'm like, we probably had it coming.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, there's so few options, really. You know, it's either ignore you or beat you.
Oh, my mom used to wear a belt around her nightgown when my dad would go out on the road because he was selling. And so she would literally get to a point where she would get his belt out of the closet and wrap it around her house coat.
Oh, please tell me that's true.
Oh, it's true. It's completely true.
That's delicious.
Oh, like the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like, you could hear the... And if she touched it, like, that was one thing. She'd move her hand towards the buckle. But God forbid, if she peeled it, it was on.
Like a pistol.
Yes. This is all oh so true. Are you telling me you don't beat your kids with a belt?
No, come on. That's the one thing you can't do. That's it. Just the one.
Hey, all kidding aside, how's your family back here in Tipton? Everybody okay? Have you seen them at all?
Yeah, everyone's doing well. You know, it was the... I was going to go back three times last summer because I had my 40th high school reunion.
Oh,
I
nice.
Had... My brother, his business was... 60 years old, and then I was going to take the kids down for, for 4th of July, because we can't, do fireworks out here.
Right. You're a good father.
I thought I'd do it this year.
You're a good father, man. You're a good family person, man. You really are. It's pretty rare. You see that. You still, and I say this with love and admiration, you are still the guy from Tipton. You know, you've never gone Hollywood, man. You've always stayed a good, solid cat.
Well, of course, this could all just be talk on my part.
I'm so high right now, John, I don't even know your name. I don't even know who I'm talking to. I just pretend I do.
Am I awake?
Hey, what about the road? Do you think you'll be going back anytime soon at all and doing any end of this?
I have no idea. You know, they're doing half houses and stuff like that. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just trying to stay busy with a bunch of stuff, you know?
Yep. Well, look, I appreciate you
always
calling.
Always creating.
It's always. And but a week away, it's out now. It's on Netflix. And I'm going to watch that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. There was a point to
me. Will you be singing?
No.
No singing. But you can sing.
No. Maybe next one. They might make a couple more because it turned out very well.
You know what? I'm excited to see it. You're a great actor. And that was my point before. Is
like you.
You always find
like you.
You always find a way.
Like you.
You always find a way to make a character stand out in everything you do. You always get down and you make sure that it's memorable. So it's no, of course I'm a fan of your acting.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet.
I'm a fan of your physique. I'm a fan of your facial structure.
Now you're lying.
I'm a fan of you know what? When you reward somebody, David Koechner, with 30 seconds of uninterrupted eye contact, it's like gold. It's better than gold.
Maybe it should be what is it? Those things, NFT or something.
Yes.
I'm spinning gold all the time.
Non-fractional tokens, 30 seconds uninterrupted eye contact. Dude, you really should today. You really, really should.
We should take a trip. I guess we should probably just be cautious and take it to the lake first.
Yes.
But I'm not getting on a bike. Sorry, bro.
All right. I have one with a sidecar.
Do you really?
I do. I have one. I have a Ural, a Russian bike with a sidecar.
Is it completely uncomfortable?
Yes. Oh, wildly uncomfortable. No windshield, and it's basic 1940s technology.
Well, that's what I'm going to do then.
Well, man, I sure would like to see you, man. I hope that you get back to Kansas City and we all get back to normal. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Same, buddy. Thank you so much. Get a later showtime.
I will do. I will do. All right, listen. Yeah, I love you, man. I'm going to put you on with Jake. Hold on, David.